This is an interview with Bruce Holland, founder of the Virtual Group Business Consultants Limited. Bruce is known as the Workplace Wizard. He helps large mature organisations get their people out of silos, creating workplaces that are focused, fast and flexible. Today, Bruce is talking about the secrets of irresistible leadership. Here you talk about irresistible leaders, remembering that they were managing a network of living systems rather than managing a bureaucracy or a machine. Tell me more about that.
Most managers assume that they're running a machine, a bureaucracy. We've got a division. I mean, the very word division suggests that we're separate and we've got walls around us. And living cells are not like that. Living things don't work in that way. Human beings are created this monster, really, called bureaucracy or an organisation or a division or something, you know. And what they really are managing, no matter what's on their organisation charts, is a whole lot of networks of people coming together ad hoc, people they trust, people that they get information from, working in that sort of a way, which is a just a very natural way of working. It's the sort of way that we've grown up with. Since we came out of the savannah, yet we've somehow or other thought that we can manage and control these things as though they were like machines. We can pull this lever and that will happen. Actually, when you pull that lever, it doesn't usually happen. What you need to do is think about, well, what are the connections? Who are the influencers in this? Who are the people who transmit information? Networks are something that are well known. The theory of networks is well known by computer people. It's almost unknown when it comes to business people. But there's a whole series of rules, like Metcalfe's law and the law of small worlds and the law of weak ties and so on, which you can put into place, and if you manage those to those rules, or those laws, then the organisation will, as an organisation, become much more networked. And therefore we're working with the way that the world actually works rather than trying to build walls around it and pretend that it's not working in that way. Because no matter how you set the thing up with your organisation chart, it will work in the way. You know, you've heard about the grapevine. It doesn't go the way it's supposed to. People get upset because the rumours take place, but I mean, all that's happening is people are talking around their networks, and they trust those networks often much more than they trust the bureaucratic, formalised communication that happens through the organisation. So this is a module that's really designed to get people to understand these basic laws, these laws of networks, a whole new science growing up in the last few years, and use them, work with them, and you will end up with far stronger networks. It's not really so much a module that tells you how to network, you know, like network a room and swap business cards. Yeah. Well, it's not really so much that, although that does come into it a little bit. It's more about how we can set our organisation up so that it manages networks really strong. When I was working in statistics, I asked the people, the managers in statistics, to think of someone who in their mind was a great networker. Everyone, almost without exception, said Jeff Baskind. He's the chief executive of statistics. A bit later, when we're doing this module on networks at the Correspondence School, I asked the same question, and nearly everyone put up their hands and said, I think Mike Hollings is a great networker. Mike Hollings is the chief executive. When I was working at Child, Youth and Family, people talked about Chris Harvey, one of the very senior managers in Child, Youth and Family. And I started to get this, I mean, it's a pretty weak theory to be built on three examples, but I started to wonder whether there's not some really close connection between your skill as a networker and your ability to actually get to the top of an organisation. And I suspect that that's not, when you think about it, that's not unexpected, because these are people who are good at working the system in the way that it actually works rather than the way the organisation charts these issues.
Absolutely. Certainly a number of faces are going through my mind at the moment in my current organisation.